dangerous folks, it don't make no difference. I've ministered in jail. I've ministered everywhere you can minister. Am I concerned about what somebody think? I saw Pastor Dollar down there on Stewart Avenue talking to that prostitute. Yeah, you know what he was doing, trying to get. See, you can't be concerned about that. And I bet you somebody talking about your old nappy head self right now. You sitting in here church, you sitting in church trying to do right. And somebody at home dogging you out. And you scared of what somebody might think about you. So since they already talking about you, give them something juicy to talk about. Become God conscious. That's when you know you're a spiritual man. Because it matters little to me to be judged by you. Because you carnal, you don't know. Spiritual people are not afraid to go where the crack people are. They're not afraid to be misunderstood. Spiritual people are not afraid of controversy. Doggone it, you know I know what them religious people were gonna say if when they turned on a video on BET and MTV and saw Pastor Dollar in a worldly video. I knew what they were gonna say before I decided to do it. I don't care what they say. I'm on the verge of breaking into that industry to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to change people's life. I can't do that being scared about what they gonna say. Oh, Jesus, I'm a partner with his ministry. I'm so hurt that he was on a secular video. So was Jesus. Yeah. We got this thing backwards. We think we just hang out with Christians all the time. You're always looking to hang out with Christians. I just wish we just need to hang out. We need to have fellowship. No, you need to take your word full butt down somewhere in some darkness and take some of that stuff out and taught you and bring it out and impart some goodness into somebody else's life and make a difference in somebody's life. Your hydrocephalus head walking around with enough revelation as it is. Why should God give you more when you ain't even using what you got? When's the last time you went to jail? Best congregation I had was right there in the jail. One guy came to me, he said, Reverend, if I'd have known what you just finished preaching, I wouldn't be here. I said, brother, you know it now. You know it now. I went out to a prison in Texas, and almost 1,000 white suits under this tent. And I'm like, boy, and it wasn't nobody but me, another preacher, and then Taffy was the only woman in there, and my God, that pretty woman like that sitting in front of all them preachers, I'm thinking, is this wise? You know, I'm getting broke in this thing, you know. And man, I'm gonna tell you, man, the power of God hit that place. Hallelujah. I got an invitation to go preach at San Quentin. Just spend some time there. And it's an open invitation. Anytime I get ready, just let them know they'll set things up to go and minister to somebody. See, you need to understand this Bible that's on your lap. Oh, probably 2/3 of it was written in jail. Yeah. Some of you people own business and you're so hard on people who've been in jail. Yeah. You don't even pay no attention to what else they did. You ever been in jail before? Uh-oh, we'll talk to you later. Tell you what, boy, they've turned out to be some of my best employees around here. Oh, man, they're some of the good ones. They don't mind getting down and getting dirty to get the job done.